Audio by Nightfawn. Find me on r/Nightfawn or on Pornhub or YouTube under the username Nightfawn. This content was created by a consenting adult for other consenting adults. Do not consume this content if you are under the age of 18 or considered a minor in your place of residence. And please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
The movie was great, yeah. You wouldn't think watching a movie of your own career would be so enjoyable. But I really thought they did a great job. Although, it's not like they got all the details right. The actress they got to play my character looks nothing like the real me. My hair isn't that long. Yeah, I guess since our identities are anonymous, that's the best they could do. The curse of a superhero, I guess. The actor they got to play you was super hot though, right? I certainly wouldn't mind practicing a few maneuvers with him, if you catch my drift. Oh, don't look so disappointed. You'll always be the only sidekick for me. You're the one I'm on a date with, right? And besides, he doesn't have your cute little butt, does he? No need to be so embarrassed. We're fully incognito here. There's no pressure. No need to live up to our hero names. I'm not Ultima, and you're not Anima. Here, we're just two people on a first date. At my favorite restaurant of all places. Seriously, I love it here. No matter how often I eat here, I just feel like I haven't even sampled half the menu. I'm glad to see you liked your meal too, even if you always get the same thing every time. You're so predictable. Seriously, how do you not get tired of that? Well, I guess it's not that important. All I care about is that my wonderful sidekick is enjoying our wonderful date. Oh, you look so adorable when you blush like that. You're so sweet. So listen. Can I ask you a serious question? No, nothing like that. I'm not having a bad time or anything. You've been a really good date tonight. I remembered the night you asked me out. We had just gotten back from the case downtown, fighting that pyrokinetic supervillain who fancied himself some weird fire god. Must have been a pretty low-ranking god given how easily he and his minions went down, huh? But we were in the foyer of our lair, and I was grumbling about being in desperate need of a shower so I could wash all that soot out of my hair, and then you told me you had something to say. You know, I've seen you go through a lot. I've seen you fight monsters, battle evil supervillains, rescue people from danger. I've even seen you kill spiders in the corner of my bedroom when I ask you to. Hey, stop laughing. Those are scary, all right? Anyway, my point is, I've seen you go through a lot. But the time you were the most afraid, well, that was the time you asked me out. You looked so petrified, like if I didn't accept you, you'd shatter into tiny pieces. And you were so relieved when I accepted. My question is, why? What makes me so special? I'm so plain. There's nothing special about me. My face is average, my hair never sits how I want it to, and these scars. Every time I see them in a mirror, I remember everything I could have done better. I've lost 4 sidekicks to rival heroes, injuries, or... Or worse, and... It's all my fault. Society doesn't like heroes like me. They want someone who's petite and slender and looks cute on camera, wears a skimpy outfit and doesn't make them feel intimidated. That's not who I am. But you... You're perfect. Don't act so modest. It's true. You're kind and sweet and funny and patient and so damn hot. Your scars make you look badass and mysterious. You could have your pick of any heroine that you had your eye on. Like those twins. The dynamic duo? They've been sizing you up ever since you came onto the scene. They even told me they've been planning on dragging you to a supply closet and having their way with you for a while now. And Miss Calamity? You know, the one with breasts so large her tailor is a miracle worker for being able to make a suit so skin tight, but with room for her to cram her more than ample cleavage into. She wants you too, you know. Essentially, every female champion in the city wants you. So why would you want someone like me? You think I'm beautiful? Look, I like you already. You don't have to lie to me. I need you to be honest with me if we are going to be able to remain partners, or anything else for that matter. Our partnership relies on trust, so please... Don't just tell me what you think I want to hear. Best teammate. You really mean that? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just so relieved and happy I could cry. You're amazing. You know that? Are you sure your superpower isn't making people happy? Because you're doing a really good job of it. So, what is it about me that you find the most beautiful? My eyes? My hair? My face? Oh. I know. You think it's my curvaceousness. My boobs and my butt. You perv. Oh, you look so embarrassed. It's adorable. I'm just trying to get a rise out of you. I'm really happy that I have that effect on you. You know what? I think we're done here. You don't mind paying for dinner, right? I'm kidding. You're serious? I'll let you pay for dinner on one condition. you let me treat you to dessert. Come on. I know the perfect way to finish off our date. And we're home. The city is so beautiful at night, isn't it? Oh, I love it. All the sounds, the lights, the smells. When I take it all in, it reminds me of what we fight for. And it makes it all worthwhile. Shh. Hold on a second. I think I hear something. Follow me. Do you think some villains snuck in or something? I think it's from the infirmary. I wonder what they're doing in there. We should check it out. It is! There's two of them. And just what do you think you're doing? Come on. Let's show them what happens when you mess with us. Yeah, go on. Run away. And don't come back unless you want your ass kicked again. Hey, nice job back there. You handled yourself pretty well for... Are you okay? Oh, God. You don't look so good. Is that... poison? You're poisoned. Oh, no. No, this can't be happening. Stay with me. Don't pass out now. Don't worry. It's all going to be okay. We're in the infirmary. There should be something that can counteract the poison in here. Let me make sure you're not losing any blood at least. Okay, think. What is the antidote for poison like this? Come on, there has to be something. Okay. This experimental ether stimulator from the science facility should do it. No time to swab the area. Just jab it in and inject. Okay. This will work. This has to work. No, it's not working. This can't be the end, damn it. I can't let another hero die on my watch. Not when there's something, anything I could have done to save them. I didn't even get to tell you that I love you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I failed you. I'm so sorry. I failed you and let you die. Wait, is your chest still rising and falling? Are you still breathing? Oh my God, you're still alive! You made it! I'm so relieved. No, don't overexert yourself. You're still pretty weak. The drug is still stimulating your ether to heal you, so you should be back on your feet soon, but just don't make its job any harder, got it? Thank you. You don't need to thank me for saving you. It's what any hero would do for their sidekick. And even if you weren't my sidekick, I wouldn't exactly let you die. What sort of hero would I be then? Ah. Yeah, I suppose I did just say I loved you. Evidently the poison didn't knock out your sense of hearing. No, I wasn't lying. I do love you. If I'm being honest, I have for a while now. Of all the sidekicks I've had, you're the only one I love. Or have ever loved. I love everything about you. The twinkle in your eyes when you smile. The way you always know what to say to make me laugh. The way you never back down from what's right, no matter how large the risk. I don't know if you love me too. I just hope that you do. But I can accept the truth no matter what it may be. So please, just be honest with me. Do you love me too? You do? Oh, that's great. I want to give you a kiss, if that's okay. Is it? What do you mean I'm a goof? You're the goof, you little... Wow. That feels really good. Your lips are so warm. I love the way they taste. That was really nice. You wanted to know what I had in mind to finish off our date? Did I mention something like that? I don't know. Okay, fine. I did. This, t-shirt I bought at the movies looks nice, huh? I love the way the artists made us look. Super cool and badass and all. But... that's not what you're focusing on, is it? You're focusing on how nicely the shirt shows off my boobs, aren't you? How the fabric highlights each and every curve. And from the bulge in your jeans, I can tell you like what you see. Let me just take off your jeans. I want to see exactly what I'm dealing with. Your cock is already so hard. Oh, it looks so nice. I wonder how it tastes. Do you want me to suck your cock? Wow. I've never seen a person nod so quickly and adamantly before. You must be so pent up. Poor baby. Let me make you feel good. Oh. The head of your cock tastes so nice. It's already throbbing in my mouth. Do you like the feel of my lips and tongue on it? Oh, I'm so glad. I'm gonna take more of your shaft into my mouth, okay? Start moving my head up and down on your cock. I love the way you feel in my mouth. I'm so hard and warm. And the way you're moaning for more is making me feel so turned on. I love that I'm doing this to you. I love how red your face looks. Don't be embarrassed. You've got a superhero on her knees in front of you, sucking your magnificent cock. That's a sight most men would die for. I have another idea. Let me just pull off my top. You were staring at my tits before, weren't you? How about I let you see just how they feel and let me use them on you? My nipples are so hard for you. Can't you see? I'm dying to make you feel so good with my tits. Let me just push them together to make a nice valley between them where you can put your cock. Right there. How does that feel? Well, never mind. You twitched so hard just from the touch of my tits. I can tell how much you love them. I'm going to tit fuck you now. Let me just use your pre-cum as lube. And you can pump your cock up and down between my soft, silky, and ample tits. You love how warm they are for you, don't you? With just a little more movement, I should be able to reach the head with my lips and tongue on every thrust. You're throbbing even harder now. You're going to come for me, aren't you? Go on, come for me. I want to see just how much you can come. It will make me feel so proud to see that I could do this to you. Shoot your cum out all over my tits. Yeah, yeah, just like that. You came so much. My tits are covered with your cum. Fuck, and it tastes so good, too. You're panting so hard. You must have really needed this. I'm glad I could make you feel so good. Don't think this is it, sidekick. The night is still young, after all. You stay right where you are, and let me climb on top of you. Have you ever fucked a superhero before? I can promise it'll be a wild experience. Just relax as I slide down onto your cock. Only the head's in, but I already feel amazing. You look so delicious down there. So red, flush with desire. We're going to feel so good together. I'm going to start fucking you slowly now. Lifting myself up and down. Fuck, your cock feels so good inside me. I love how nice and hard you are inside my aching, wet pussy. You love it too, don't you? You love how tight I am for you. How I feel wrapped around your thick, hard cock. Every time I thrust back down onto you, it's like you feel a little bit deeper. Go on. No need to just lie there. Touch me however you want. Play with my tits. Grab my ass. I don't care. Just keep letting me fuck that incredible cock of yours. Oh god, baby. I love feeling you spank my ass. And you can do it harder, though. Well, where's that hero strength gone, huh? You know I can take it a lot harder than that. Fuck. You feel so fucking amazing. I love every part of you. I love your cock and my pussy. I love your hands on my ass. I love your face staring up at mine so full of passion. I want a taste of your neck. Let me give it some attention. Oh, fuck you. Oh, you feel inside me while I kiss your neck and ride you is so fucking good. I love you. I love you so fucking much. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come on your cock. Fuck. Oh, you're throbbing so hard in my pussy. You're gonna come too, aren't you? Fucking do it. Come in me. Come in me. Make us come together. Yeah, yeah. Fuck. That was the best sex I've ever had. You're amazing. Yeah. Well, I think you've earned the right to fight as my equal. You're so strong and brave and kind and, well, you're just a damn good fuck. Not that that's one of the criteria of being my sidekick. I couldn't think of someone else I'd rather call my partner. Oh, of course I love you too. I want to spend as long as I can with you. So, will you be my boyfriend? You don't know how happy it makes me that you said yes. That's why I'll show you. Every day we spend together, I'll show you just how much I love you. I can see you're already getting drowsy. This infirmary bed's not big enough for two. Let me just lay down next to you and snuggle in nice and close. Good night, boyfriend. Good morning. I'm still so sleepy. I must have been out like a light. What about you, babe? Babe? Where are you? Must have wandered off somewhere and didn't want to wake me. How sweet. What's this? An envelope on the table? And that's... Oh god. That's Prima's symbol. How did that get in here? Did she do something to Animus? To the lovely Ultima. Such a pleasure to write to you. We don't really get to talk much. What with most of our encounters consisting of nothing but physical injuries and verbal assaults. I suppose I should expect nothing less from a hero to a villain, right? Oh, but that sidekick of yours. Animus, was it? He is just a prize. I guess I should congratulate the two of you on finally getting together, but I really don't know what he sees in you. Someone like him needs a real super to show him what he needs. Someone like me. Did you really think those two villains last night just showed up to your lair for fun? They were there on my orders. I couldn't have made it past your security system without their handiwork. Maybe if you hadn't been so preoccupied with post-healing sex, you'd have taken the time to figure that out. Anyway, if you want your hero back, you'll have to come take him from me. Prove that you're the one who deserves him. If you die on the way, well, all the better. I'll have him all to myself then. Even if you can make it, who's to say if he'll even want to come back with you? I can be very persuasive. You can't hear it, but I'm chuckling right now. Don't dawdle, sweetie. I'll be waiting. Prima.